Settle in. Settle in and get nice and comfy. Nice and cozy. Settle in and close your eyes. I'm going to give you a nice surprise. I want you to breathe deeply for me. Nice, long, deep breaths. The kind of breath that fills your chest and your stomach. Take a nice deep breath and a nice long exhale. The kind of exhale that you can feel everything leaving your body. Empty yourself. Breathe. Deeply in and out. Feel your breath beginning to slow and deepen. The long, steady breath of sleep. Feel your breath starting to match the rhythm of my words. Slow and deliberate. Feel your breath starting to relax your body. Bringing your body into that comfortable, warm, heavy place that you love to be. All you need to do, your only responsibilities in the entire world are to listen and breathe. I've got everything else under control. Everything else is taken care of for you. It's taken care of by your body. Your body that knows just what to do. It's taken care of by your mind. Your mind that easily and naturally and instinctually will shift into the right headspace. And it's taken care of by me because I have got everything under control. I have got everything taken care of. It feels good, doesn't it? To breathe and listen to breathe and rest, to breathe and relax. Yes, that's right. Just like that. When you're here with me, relaxed and listening. When you're here with me, feeling good. And letting go. You know deep inside yourself that anything, everything is possible. When you're here with me, relax. Enjoying yourself. When the rest of the world is so far away, so unimportant, it's easy to let yourself go. It's easy to let yourself be sensual. Sensual in the full meaning of the word. Sensual. Meaning that you engage in everything that is pleasing to your senses. So many times, the word sensual gets mixed up with sexual, but sensual pleasures are able to best assert themselves and be enjoyed when you're relaxed like this. When you're vulnerable like this. Sensual pleasures are meant to be enjoyed. In such a thorough, deep way that nothing else in the world matters. And just like now. There is sensual pleasure like sinking into a hot bath, laying in the sun, feeling warm and lazy. Eating something delicious with attention and focus. You've been missing out, you know, on truly, deeply sensual pleasures. It's true. So many times we are caught up in our idea of what something is. We're caught up in what we've been conditioned to believe. We're caught up in things we've heard and the mundane. But when you approach your sensual pleasures for the joys that they are, when you show up for them with intention, there are very few things in the world that aren't meant to be savored. Sometimes I tell people that they're missing out on the best parts of life because they're distracted, because they're living in their brain and not their body. And if they could just turn their brain off and focus, turn their brain off and let everything else drop away, they would live a magical, juicy, sensual life beyond their wildest imaginings. A life where everything is a pleasure. It's true. I do it. I teach my pets to do it. I can teach you to do it. After all, you're in the perfect state of mind. Let's try. Let's enjoy a sample, shall we? For example, let's talk about cum. Let's talk specifically about semen. There are a lot of people who swallow, who taste, but they hate it. It grosses them out. They do it because they should, or they do it because hating it gets them hot, or they do it to please someone. And those are all good reasons. But what I really love is to see someone enjoying themselves when they have a mouthful. It is an innately sensual experience. It's meant to be enjoyed and savored, because everything in life is, if you do it right. Imagine it on your tongue. Let's talk about how good the warmth feels. It does, doesn't it? The warmth is actually very pleasant. Wouldn't you agree? So hot, carrying the heat of passion, containing the expression of all the sexual energy that built up in someone. It's hot. Yes. See, you're beginning to understand already. And when you think about how good that heat feels on your tongue, that's not a stretch. You understand that. You can see so clearly how that is pleasant and sensual and wonderful. Sometimes people dislike the texture, but oh, that's about perspective too. It reminds me of a sweet, jiggly candy. It reminds me of soft set jello, snuck from the counter, still warm, not ready yet, but you couldn't resist. You had to put your finger in and taste it. Let it jiggle softly and slightly on your tongue. Again, a thing to be savored and enjoyed. A treat you just couldn't stand to not have in your mouth any longer. And the taste. Oh, the taste. The taste is off-putting to some, but to me, never. It is so intimately personal. Everyone's own little variation on a standard recipe. When you taste, you're getting a look at what separates the person that you're with from everyone else in the world. It's intimacy. It's personal. And oh, that makes it so sweet. It is ocean-flavored candy. It is saltwater taffy and musk. It is so sweet, because of everything it is and everything it represents. And it keeps bringing you back to your senses, to the earth, to the carnal, to the animal. Salt and heat, tang and jiggle, hot, a truly sensual experience, if there ever was one. Once you learn to savor everything, like candy, like a treat, everything is sexy and juicy and sensual and magic.